FM 90.3 WJTL, great tune, John Reddick, God, Turn It Around, Hillsong, Mighty to Save. Good morning to you, 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Landis wants to play your requests and dedications Fridays at 5. Listen for your cue to call. You can also email Lisa at WJTL.com or post your requests on Facebook. Every Friday afternoon for the Friday Requests and Dedication Hour happens at 5 here on WJTL. And Valentine's Day is coming up. Believe it or not, we're almost halfway through February already. If you would want to give a special shout out, maybe dedicate a song to someone that you love, Friday's a great chance to do that.
Yeah, definitely. Good morning to you, our very special guest this morning. Here in the studio from Highland Child and Community Services, Nicole Rosenberger is here. Good morning, Nicole.
Good morning.
So great to have you here. Anybody want to say hi to?
I would say probably our board of directors. They are listening intently and,
Very cool. Tell us all about Highland Child and Community Services.
Highland Child and Community Services is a nonprofit organization. We were established in 2014 and have been doing work in Haiti, but over the last 3 years have been developing a program for youth who are aging out of foster care here in Pennsylvania.
And there's not much that's many services out there for those kids, right?
There's not, especially this program that we have developed. It's a supervised independent living program. And there's only 30 other organizations that offer them. There is not a single one that is structured the way that we have our program structured and how we would like to run.
So what drew you to want to start Highland and get involved with kids in foster care?
I was actually looking on a website for children who are in the foster care system who are needing to be adopted. And I saw a young man, 19 years old, getting ready to age out of the foster care system, who put on his profile that he actually had already applied and was accepted to college. He knew exactly what he wanted to do. He seemed to really have his head on his shoulders, mm-hmm. yet he still wanted that family connection.
Yeah.
And in that profile, he wrote that he wanted a family to come home to for the holidays. He wanted somebody to attend his graduation. And that I thought, wow, you know, these kids that are, even if they seem like they have it all together, they still need that connection that will last a lifetime.
Yeah. So what are some of the services you provide? What do you do for those kids who are aging out of foster care?
So with our SIL, which is not yet open, we've worked 3 years to become certified with the state, and we now have a certification contingent upon obtaining the property that we have identified.
Right.
But the youth would live there. We'd be serving females that will be aging out of foster care, age 17 to 21, and they would live there with guidance and mentorship. And our main goal with them would be to sort of go through the healing process in a holistic manner, but a really, really strong emphasis on connecting with. Statistics show that if foster youth who are aging out of the foster care system have even just one adult connection, that it changes the course of direction for the rest of their lives.
Wow. If folks want to get more information, can they visit you online?
They can. We have a website. It's www.highlandservices.org.
Check it out online, highlandservices.org. We'll talk more with Nicole coming up. We also have more music on the way. Chris Tomlin, Jordan Feliz, and much more.